So can you tell us about some of the variations between faculties when it comes to students holding bias against their teachers?
So in our study, which is carried across the university through five faculties, there are some, so the general trend is that you can see that there's generally a negative effect if you're female or if you're a person from a non-English speaking background. But between the faculties, there's some differences between how severe these effects are. So the most severe, in the most severe cases, you have the business school and the science faculty, whereas in the arts and social sciences, the biases the effect seems to be a lot less. So it seems to suggest to us that it's an unconscious kind of bias in which if there are more teachers who are from a particular group, then it becomes the norm, and there's less of a negative effect against them. So the surprising part was in engineering and in medicine, at least at UNSW, we didn't really observe anything significant.
Right, yeah, I guess it would make sense in those STEM industries where, you know, we're trying to get more and more women involved and it's been male-dominated for so long. You know, as a female university teacher, were you surprised by these findings? Do you, you know, witness firsthand bias from students, or is it, as you say, more kind of subconscious?
Yeah, I guess, yes. I think it's not that surprising, and I think to many people this is not so surprising. But it is surprising on the other hand, in the sense that you could see it coming out in the numbers, because I guess we were never really quite sure if there's bias against you, or whether it's because it's something that you actually did yourself, or if it's a more systemic thing, in that it's a general bias just because you are a particular type of person. So
right.
It's surprising in the sense that it came through the numbers.
Sure. And I'm sure, as you found, that student feedback can sometimes be motivated by prejudices and can have damaging effects sometimes on the confidence and performance of teachers. Do you think we should abandon student feedback entirely?
That's a good question. Yes. So the negative side is absolutely that it damages your confidence. It makes you question everything that you do, and then it stops you from being a better teacher. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. But at the same time, there are teachers who could do better if they were told that you were not doing as well. So it's a difficult one. It should be debated on how to make it work better, I think.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to the next question. Where should universities go from here in order to break these cultural and kind of gender prejudices that still exist?
Yeah, so I guess things like making it more of a norm to have women around, have women in places of authority, in leadership roles, and people, you know, in as professors and at the higher end of the university. So it sort of demonstrates to students or everybody that it's don't question them just because they're women or just because they don't have don't question their ability to teach just because they're English background isn't English, or sorry, their language background isn't English. It's sort of just normalizing a diverse culture.
Yeah, and I think this is a long-term development. We'll have to wait it out to a certain extent as well. But, you know, we're getting there slowly.
Yeah.
Yannon, thank you so much for your time on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.